Hi, everybody. Bob Claster here, and I'm your host for Funny Stuff, half an hour of comedy, which airs every Friday night here on Tuesday nights. Every Tuesday night. I'm still not used to it. Every Tuesday night here on KCRW. And tonight and next week, we will be listening to, of course, Christmas stuff. And I've played a lot of Christmas stuff over the years. So this is the first year that I've devoted two whole shows to it, and I find that when I assemble it all, there'd be enough stuff for even more. But let's get along with what we have. We'll start off with Tom Lehrer, who wrote probably the greatest comedy Christmas song of all times, the most savage. And we'll go on from there to hear from Ogden Nash, an entire show of whom will be featured in February. And we'll hear from various people such as Duck's Breath Mystery Theater, Mike Nichols and Elaine May, Peter Cook and Dudley Moore, Stan Freeberg, The Goons, Spinal Tap, Billy Crystal, Mae West. It all depends on how much there's time for and how the spirit, holiday or otherwise, should happen to move us. But let's get started right now with Tom Lehrer.
It's always seemed to me, after all, that Christmas, with its spirit of giving, offers us all a wonderful opportunity each year to reflect on what we all most sincerely and deeply believe in. I refer, of course, to money. And yet none of the Christmas carols that you hear on the radio or in the street even attempts to capture the true spirit of Christmas as we celebrate it in the United States. That is to say, the commercial spirit. So I should like to offer the following Christmas carol for next year as being perhaps a bit more appropriate. Christmas time is here, by golly, disapproval would be folly. Deck the halls with hunks of holly, fill a cup and don't say when. Kill the turkeys, ducks, and chickens, mix the punch, drag out the dickens. Even though the prospect sickens, brother, here we go again. On Christmas Day, you can't get sore. Your fellow man you must adore. There's time to rob him all the more. The other 360 of war. Relations, sparing no expense, send some useless old utensil or a matching pen and pencil. Just the thing I need. How nice. It doesn't matter how sincere it is, nor how heartfelt the spirit. Sentiment will not endear it. What's important is the price. Hark, the Herald Tribune sings, advertising wondrous things. God rest ye merry merchants, may ye make the Yuletide pay. Angels we have heard on high tell us to go out and buy. So let the raucous sleigh bells jingle, hail our dear old friend Kris Kringle, driving his reindeer across the sky. Don't stand underneath when they fly by.
I guess I'm just an old fogey. I guess I'm headed for the last roundup, so come along, little dogie. I can remember when winter was wintry and summer was estival. I can even remember when Christmas was a family festival. Yes, I can remember when Christmas was an occasion for fireside rejoicing and general goodwill. And now it is just the day that it's only X shopping days until. I can remember when we knew Christmas was coming without being reminded by the sponsor and the announcer. What, five times a week at 8:15, do the Herald Angels sing? That a small deposit now will buy you an option on a genuine diamond ring. What is the message we receive with good King Wenceslas? That if we rush to the corner of 9th and Main, we can get that pink mink housecoat very inexpensiveless. I know what came upon the midnight clear to our backward parents, but what comes to us? A choir imploring us to come all ye faithful and steal a 1939 convertible at psychoneurotic prices from Grinning Gus. Christmas is a sitting duck for sponsors. It's so commercial and yet so non-controversial. Well, you reverent sponsors, redolent of frankincense and myrrh, come smear me with bear grease and call me an un-American hellion. This is my declaration of independence and rebellion. This year, I'm going to disconnect everything electrical in the house and spend the Christmas season like Tiny Tim and Mr. Pickwick. You make me sickwick.
¶¶ Christmas Eve, North Pole. I was looking out the window trying to find two flakes that looked alike when there was a sudden knock at the door. "It's open," I said. An elf walked in. He looked small and tired, and there was something on his mind.
"It's time to go, Mr. Claus. The sleigh is all packed,"
he said. I waited for the rest of it.
"Mr. Claus?"
"Yeah?"
"When you go out there..."
"Spill it. The sleigh's waiting."
"Well, there's somebody out there. He's a little boy."
"He's been bad, is that it?"
"He's been very bad, Mr. Claus."
"The grapevine tell you where to find the bad little boy?"
"Negative, Mr. Claus. That's all the information we got."
"Good job, Hector. You and the boys help yourself to the eggnog."
"Thanks, Mr. Claus. And Mr. Claus,
yeah?
When you find that boy, go easy on him."
"You got a heart of gold, Hector."
"It's that kind of night, Mr. Claus."
I went out under the snow. My reindeer were dark silhouettes against the swirling wind. I called them by name. Donner, Blitzen, Mingus, Dizzy, Monk, Rudolph.
"Is my nose too bright for you tonight?"
"Don't sweat it, Rudy. I'm wearing my foster grants. They're polarized."
"Let's lay down rubber, Jack."
I gave the harness bells a shake. The deer ran swiftly, hard, fast, and well to lift off the runway of impacted snow. There was a bad little boy out there, and I was going to find him. It was Christmas Eve. I'm Santa Claus. I deliver toys.
"Good morning."
"Good morning."
"Good morning, Mr. Scrooge."
"Morning, Mr. Scrooge."
"Morning, Mr. Scrooge."
"Morning, Mr. Scrooge."
"Bah, humbug, everybody."
"Good morning, Mr. Scrooge."
"Well, the meeting will come to order, if you please. Are all the advertising people represented here?"
"Everyone except Amalgamated Cheese.
"Well, if they're not here for the Christmas pitch, I can't help them find new ways of tying their product into Christmas. That's why I'm chairman of this board. Let's hear it for me."
"Hear, hear, hear!"
"All right, Abercrombie, what are your people up to?"
"Oh, same thing as every year. 50,000 billboards showing Santa Claus pausing to refresh himself with our product."
"Mm-hmm. Well, I think the public has come to expect that."
That's right. It's become tradition."
Fine. You there, Crass. I suppose your company's running the usual magazine ad showing cartons of your cigarettes peeking out of the top of Santa's sack?"
Better than that. This year we have him smoking one."
"Mm-hmm."
"Yes. It got Santa a little more rugged, too. Both sleeves rolled up and a tattoo on each arm. One of them says, 'Merry Christmas.'"
"What does the other one say?"
"Less tars."
"Great stuff."
But Mr. Scrooge."
"Well, who are you?"
"Bob Cratchit, sir. I've got a little spice company over in East Orange, New Jersey. Do I have to tie my product into Christmas?"
"What do you mean?"
"Well, I was just going to send cards out showing the three wise men following the Star of Bethlehem."
"I get it. And they're bearing your spices. No, that's perfect."
No product in it. I was just going to say, peace on earth, goodwill toward men, period."
"Well, that's a peculiar slogan."
"Old hat, Cratchit. That went out with button shoes. You're a businessman. Christmas is something to take advantage of. A red and green bandwagon to jump on. A sentimental shot in the arm for sales. Listen.
Deck the halls with advertising. Fa la 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 la. Why, you can be enterprising. Fa la 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 la. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 bars of soap,
3 cans of peas,
2 breakfast foods, and some toothpaste on a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
5 tubeless tires,
4 quarts of gin,
3 cigars,
2 cigarettes, and some hair tonic on a pear tree. Chestnuts roasting."
"Say, Mother, as sure as there's an X in Christmas, you can be sure those are Tiny Tim chestnuts roasting. Tiny Tim chestnuts are full-bodied, longer-lasting. This visible shell protects the nut. Now with XK29 added for people who can't roast after every meal.
Tiny Tim, chestnuts all the way.
Tiny Tim's roast hot like a chestnut hot. And they are mild.
Words to live by, Cratchit.
Oh, for you, maybe. Can't you just wish someone a Merry Christmas for the pure joy of doing it?
Why? What's the percentage in that? Let me show you how to make Christmas work for you.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And please buy our beer.
There you go, Cratchit. That's Christmas with a purpose.
I know, but wait a minute. Don't you guys make enough profit the other 11 months? Christmas comes but once a year.
Funny thing you should bring that up. That's exactly the point I was about to make. Hit it, boys. Christmas comes but once a year, so you better make hay while the snow is falling. Oh, that's opportunity calling you.
Jingle bells, ba-da-ba-da-ba, now. Rub your hands, December's here. What a wonderful time to be glad and merry.
But just so you're mercenary too.
Buy and add and show all the toys up on the shelf.
Just make sure that you get a plug in for yourself. Christmas comes but once a year, so you better cash in while the spirit lingers. It's slipping through your fingers, boy. Don't you realize Christmas can be such a monetary joy?
Well, I guess you fellas will never change.
Why should we? Christmas has two S's in it, and they're both dollar signs.
Yeah, but they weren't there to begin with.
Huh?
The people keep hoping you'll remember, but you never do.
Remember what?
Whose birthday we're celebrating.
Well, don't get me wrong. The story of Christmas and its simplicity is a good thing. I buy that. It's just that we know a good thing when we see it.
But don't you realize Christmas has a significance, a meaning?
A sales curve. Wake up, Cratchit. It's later than you think.
I know, Mr. Scrooge. I know.
On the first day of Christmas, the advertising's there. With newspaper ads,
billboards too,
business Christmas cards,
and commercials on a pear tree.
Jingles here, jingles there, jingles all the way.
Dashing through the snow in a 50-foot coupe, o'er the fields we go, selling all the way. Deck the halls with advertising, what's the use of compromising? Fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la.
Call me Santa Claus. I was living up to the name that cold winter night. An elf had tipped me off about a bad little boy, but I'd come to the last house of my run. I hadn't eyeballed him yet. As I slid down the chimney, I was as nervous as a squirrel on a snowmobile. My nerves turned to sweat as I entered a dark, candlelit living room to see a dim figure lying nearly horizontal on a bearskin rug.
Take off your coat, fat man, and stay a while. You're dripping on my dead bear.
It was a good voice. I liked it. It was the kind of voice saxophone players hear in their dreams. What's your name, little girl?
Virginia.
Virginia?
Yes, Santa Claus, there is a Virginia. And she hasn't been a little girl for a long time.
Has she been good?
She's been too good.
I don't know what to give her. It looks like she has everything.
Just a little bit of your time, fat man.
My time's kind of short right now, Virginia.
Well, a minute could stretch into an hour real easy.
I was losing track of what we were talking about, and I still had to see a bad little boy. Virginia, have you seen a bad little boy?
No, but I've been looking. If you find him, give me a ring. We'll have some laughs.
Ho, 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 I said. I left her a small present.
Oh, it's so small.
I got out of there. The sweat in my forehead was congealing into beads of ice as I stepped into the sleigh. As I picked up the reins, Rudolph muttered something to me.
Santa, 2 o'clock. Check it out.
I followed Rudolph's pointing nose to see a small boy standing in the white nimbus of a streetlight. The kid's voice assaulted me.
Santa Claus! I didn't get nothing. You didn't forget me, did you?
Was the kid bad? Was the kid good? Until I knew the truth, I was going to cling to that kid like a parka to a Mountie. It's part of the job when you're Santa Claus.
Hi, babes. It's Sammy here with a little package for you. Yeah, and it's a gift that keeps giving. It's the Christmas song. Chestnuts roasting on that open fire, yeah. Jack Frost, marvelous. He's nipping at your nose.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
Hello once again, everyone. Yuletide carols are being sung by a choir as we speak right now. And these folks, you know, they're dressed up like Eskimos. It's unbelievable. Don't get me started with these Eskimos. Are they Hawaiians or Indians or what? Everybody knows. Some turkey, my friends, some mistletoe, some beverages by Hoffman. They all help, yeah. They all help to make that season bright. Willie?
Tiny tots. With their eyes all aglow.
They'll find it very hard to sleep tonight, my darlings. Like Errol Flynn, he could not sleep, but when he woke up, he looked. They know that Santa's on his way. Yeah, he's loaded lots of toys and goodies, like matzahs by Stripes for the unleavened experience of a lifetime. And every mother's child, my little darlings, running around the house, crazy, going nuts, with their flap on the pajamas, with their little tush sticking out, looking up into the night to see if those reindeer really know how to fly. Great reindeer gonna fly, they're gonna leave a Danish on my windshield from 100 feet. And so, we're offering this rather simple, pedantic phrase right here, Muhammad.
Yeah, Howie, this is to the kids, the future champions, from 1 to 92.
Thanks, champ. Although, it's been said, yeah, many times, many ways, have a cookin' St. Nick's Day, babes. Have an unbelievable Christmas, huh?
Oh, have a nice Christmas, but don't forget to take the pins out of your new shirts when you try them on. Otherwise, it's very painful.
Oh, don't get me started on this whole Christmas thing. Just have a good time and leave me alone. Have a nice Christmas. A veritable potpourri of fun and excitement right there, Muhammad.
Yeah, have the greatest Christmas of all time.
Have a great Christmas, my friends. Share it with Eddie Cantor, Buster Keaton, and Mae Bush. Darlings, and you know who you are, have a great Christmas. And to my Jewish friends, have a very happy Hanukkah.
No, Nando, babe. That's Hanukkah. There's a hook in there.
Whatever. What we're trying to say, folks, from us to you is simply...
Merry Christmas, everybody!
To you. You. Yeah. It was the night before Christmas and all through the house. There was peace, love, and togetherness. And I mean that. Yeah.
We're closed!
Me about a bad little boy, and now after my last cold stop on Christmas Eve, a small boy walked towards me through a haze of feathery snow.
You didn't forget me, did you, Santa Claus? Did you forget me? You didn't bring me any presents. I've been good, too. Yeah, I've been good.
You've been good?
All right, I've been bad. I should have known better than to try to fool Santa Claus. I've been real bad. I got some kind of mean, hungry, bitter streak inside me that was there since I was born, I guess. But I don't care! Now give me some toys!
You don't scare me with that cap gun.
Okay, Santa Claus, you got me every which way from zero. What are you gonna do to me?
I'm gonna give you a present. Everything I got left.
Even after how bad I've been and everything?
Hold out your hands, kid.
What is it?
A lump of coal, Sonny.
You're right, Santa. I've been bad. When you've been bad, you get bad things. I got a bad thing from Santa Claus. I deserve it.
Wait a minute, kid. Here, take these.
What is it? A pair of socks with little diamonds on them. After how bad I've been and everything?
You gotta promise to be good next year, kid.
Oh, I will, Santa Claus. You got no idea how good I'll be. Just look at these socks. One size fits all. Thank you, Santa Claus. Oh, thanks. Now my feet will be warm.
I knew my ankles would be cold in the sleigh, but I couldn't help it. It was that kind of night. As I watched the kid walk off with his present, a little shiver went through me. A shiver of satisfaction. A shiver of cold ankles.
Hey, we out of toys, Santa?
Yeah, this sleigh's as empty as last night's bottle. When we get back to the pole, I'm gonna wrap myself around a hot toddy, Rudy, and not come up for a week.
Thank you, Santa Claus!
Now it's Rudolph. Let's take it home. Another Christmas Eve, another hard job finished. I'm Santa Claus. I deliver toys.
Love you, Santa! I love you!
Thank you.
And there's Merle Kessler of Duck's Breath Mystery Theater with three cuts which form the B-side of a new Christmas single which they have out. Excuse the scratches, but it's the only copy we've got. The Federal expressed it to me, and, well, what the hell, it was enjoyable. Anyway, called I Deliver Toys. We heard from Tom Lehrer, from Ogden Nash, the Duck's Breath piece, Stan Freeberg's legendary Green Christmas at Duck's Breath again, Billy Crystal with the Christmas song, and we finished up with the end of that saga, I Deliver Toys. Let's continue now with some of the stranger Christmas songs of this or any other year. Here is Weird Al Yankovic.
Christmas at Ground Zero.
This is in you and yours, the most joyous of holiday seasons. God bless us, everyone.
As we fade Spinal Tap down, boy, we've had quite a few scratches today. Maybe there's a problem with the turntable or something. But anyhow, we heard since the last time I spoke to you, Weird Al Yankovic with Christmas at Ground Zero and Spinal Tap with Christmas with the Devil. Speaking of Spinal Tap, it gives me another opportunity to plug another upcoming show. Harry Shearer of Spinal Tap and of KCRW's own Le Show will be my guest 2 weeks from tonight, and we will be playing some of the best pieces from his KCRW show, which airs on Sunday mornings, called Le Show, and he will tell us all the deep, dark secrets as to how he puts those together. What else is there to tell you about? Let me see. Next week's show is the end of the Christmas stuff, and then after that is Harry Shearer, and then we'll have a pledge drive, and just stay tuned for all the rest of it. Let's see. You should be watching Designing Women. It's having a tough time up against family ties, and it's a damn good comedy. I recommend that you catch that on television. And I think that's about all I have to tell you about this week. So until next week, this is your host, Bob Claster, thanking you for listening and reminding all of you out there to have a safe and sane Christmas, and to always keep that sense of humor well exercised, because you never know when you're going to need it. Bye-bye, everybody.